stick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes put it in the frying pan or on top of the stove or in the oven.
You ever hear batter bread?
Yeah, that's cornbread.
So what's that? What's the difference between batter bread and spoon bread?
Well, there ain't no difference. I mean, batter bread, we even made that in spoon bread, it's just a little softer than batter bread. Batter bread is a little solid.
Mm-hmm.
Spoon bread is a little soft.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. What about the round thing, like so, with a hole in the middle? You fry in a deep fat?
Round thing with a hole in the middle.
Yeah, you know, like a round thing like this, has a hole in it like that. Donut?
Oh, a donut, yeah.
They got different kinds of those?
Well, they didn't have that kind then. Because they didn't have a whole lot of deep fat unless it came from a bakery. But it was a home cooking, they didn't have that.
Okay.
No.
Okay. The stuff they used to put in bread to make it rise.
Yeast.
And then, what else would they put in?
Well, they put yeast, baking powder, a little salt, and a little sugar. Then you mix all that together. And if it's a little too salt, they put more flour in it, make it a little thicker. Then you put it in the pan, a little bigger than this thing is here. Say about twice that size, and put it in a big pan, but stick around there and put it down and let it set. Overnight and next morning, she's up here. And that's called a first rising.
Uh-huh.
And after the first rising, they take that and they go down and then roll it in the hand like that, put it in the pan and make rolls out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And after that sort of while, then they come up like that and put them in the oven. And boy, you got some good bread there.
Yeah.
And no joke. And
they ever put eggs in them?
No eggs. Just yeast is there.
Uh-huh.
They put eggs on them now, but no yeast, no eggs there.
Uh-huh.
Eggs are mostly for food.
What do they call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
And then what about, what color is that?
Yellow.
Okay. And then what about if you take some eggs and put them in boiling water?
Boiled eggs, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When do you usually have them?
What?
When do people usually eat eggs?
Then most of that time, Easter time.
Okay. Do you have a big breakfast in those days?
Well, yeah, we had a big breakfast in those days, yeah. Of course, I had three times a day in those. Now, see, we had breakfast. Then we had dinner, like they call lunch now.
Mm-hmm.
From dinner you go to supper, which they call dinner now.
Mm-hmm.
Supper was, they called it dinner now, was our supper. So what they call lunch today was our dinner. And breakfast is still the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
First thing in the morning, breakfast, dinner, and supper. Now they call it breakfast and lunch, no supper. They call it breakfast, brunch now,
mm-hmm.
and lunch.
Yeah.
Lunch is the last meal, which was our supper meal.
What do you usually have for breakfast?
Well, that depends. What you feel like you want. Not what you feel like you want. In those days, whatever the time fixed, that was had to eat. You had no choice. There was cotton molasses and cornbread and salt pork. You had to eat that whether you like it or not.
Uh-huh.
Else you wish you had.
Uh-huh.
You know, remember, I want a piece of pork chop. I was going to say, I want a piece of ham. I want a piece of salt pork. You do?